Hey, how's it going? This is Chris. Welcome back to the Libertarian Republican Podcast. This is episode 129. Thanks for joining me. And if you want to support me, you can go to Podbean. If you want to, you can message me. You can donate to the cause if you'd like. Podbean's a good little, they have a good app for your phone, and they have a good website. That's what I use to host. There's a bunch of those hosting services that that people use. Anchor is another one. There's a bunch of them that that people use, but I use Podbean, and I like it. So this one, I want to talk about guns, because I was talking to a friend of mine, and I think it's useful for us to gun people. Look, I'm a gun guy. I believe in guns very, I'm extremely serious about that. But I don't really go around talking about guns all the time. I don't wear gun t-shirts. I'm not really a gun culture kind of guy. I take it very seriously. It's almost like a sacred responsibility for me. I want to be able to protect myself and my wife and my loved ones. And I want to also, I believe very strongly that the people of a country must remain very well armed, because I understand history, like I've said before, the bloodiest lesson of history is that government cannot be trusted with the power of having all the guns. Government cannot be trusted with that power. The greatest violator of human rights in history has always been government. It's always government. If you ban all the guns, first of all, the criminals are still gonna have guns, but you might have less crime. I mean, you might actually have less gun crime. There are countries like the UK, they have less gun crime than places in America. It's true, but the people are completely at the mercy of the government, and that is terrifying if anybody really actually knows history. And just to say that, the British government hasn't slaughtered all the people in Britain yet, that's not really much of an argument. It's not a very good argument for people who look at history on a very long lens. Like I always say, history isn't over. It's not over. We're still in it. We're still in the middle of history. Okay? So I think that what I'm trying to get at here is that I think a lot of leftists, a lot of Democrats say, what am I trying to do here? We're trying to win people over to our side. Right? We're trying to win people over. We want people to stop voting Democrat and vote Republican or Libertarian. I mean, that's what we want. We've got to stop the Democrats. I listened to Clint Russell, the great podcast, Liberty Lockdown podcast. Great podcast. One of my favorites. He is amazing. And he had on Jesse Kelly the other day. If you follow me on social media, you saw this. I posted it. And I highly recommend you watch, or listen to, or watch Liberty Lockdown. But we're just talking about Jesse Kelly. Jesse Kelly was talking about how Democrats are it's a religion to them. Government is a religion to them. This is a religion. And if you don't understand that, you don't understand, they believe in their God just as much as you believe in your God, if you believe in God. If you're a religious person, they're probably even more fanatical about their religion than you are about your religion. They believe government can solve all of our problems. They believe government should have all the guns, all the power, all the money, all the, everything, make all the decisions. They believe they're government worshipers, like I say, all the time. But one of the things that, what we want to do is try to kind of peel them away from that philosophy. And I think a lot of Democrats, like I also always say, a lot of Democrats they aren't paying attention. They don't really know anything. Most of them really don't know anything. They're busy. They don't have any. They don't have much time to pay attention to. They just watch CNN. They do whatever CNN tells them, and that's it. You know, that's all they know. And a lot of these people are turned off by the gun culture. They think it's just ridiculous. All these, you know, people love their guns and they think guns are cool, and it's, you know, and I think one way that we can win those kinds of people over is to say, you know what, you're right. Guns are not cool. Honestly, I don't think guns are cool. Guns aren't cool. Guns, a firearm, a gun is a horrifying weapon of destruction. It's a horrifying machine. It's a thing that does terrible damage to a human body. It's really an awful, awful thing. But because of that, because of the horrible power that these guns have, it's really important that we don't give all that power away to somebody else. It's really important that we don't just put ourselves at the mercy of these other people. That's a terrible idea. Oh, guns are so powerful and deadly and violent, and they can do so much damage to the human body. Let's give them all to this guy. What, you want to give them all to those people over there, the people in government? That might not be a good idea. Might not be a good idea. Now, I'm not, you know, then we can bring them back to, because history has shown us that they can't be trusted, that people, like I said, I did an episode a few episodes ago, the government attracts sociopaths. And it's true. Government attracts people who want to boss other people around. People who just want to be left alone and who just want to leave other people alone don't run for office. And that's one of our problems. You know, they don't become sheriff. They don't become governor. You know who becomes governor? You know who runs for governor? Power-mad psychopaths and sociopaths who think they know best, who think they can run everybody's lives, who think they're better than you. They're better than me. Oh, I'm better than you. I'm better than everybody. I know how to run everything. I should be in charge of this state or of this government, of this country. Those are the people who run for government, or, you know, run for office. And we shouldn't give them all the guns. So, you know, and the police, you know, the Democrats are, of course, they're just completely hypocritical when it comes to the police. And those of us, look, that's why I've always said that I'm not one of those big back the blue kind of guys. I will back the blue if they are right, if the police are correct, if the police are working to protect my rights to life, liberty, and property. And if they are arresting someone who violated my rights, if somebody smashes into my car and grabs something, and I call the police, and of course, a crime like that, the police can't do anything about it anyway. I mean, maybe there's some video they can look at or something. But if somebody, you know, assaults you or stabs you or something, then the police should get involved and investigate, try to find the person who did it and punish them. That's good. That's a good thing any civilized society has to have a system like that for punishing people who violate the rights of other people. But far too often, the police are just employed by government, by these idiots, these sociopaths in government who just make a bunch of arbitrary rules about something, and then they send the police out to enforce these stupid arbitrary rules that aren't really hurting anybody. You know, oh, you made a right on red? You're not supposed to make a right on red. It's like, well, there was nobody there. I mean, I didn't hurt anybody. I didn't violate anybody's rights. And the police pull you over and give you a ticket. You know, there's just so many ridiculous little rules, little reasons that for the police to kick down your door. And that every time the politicians pass another law, it's just another reason for the police to kick down your door. So So I'm not, you know, one of those anti-police people, but the police are part of the government, and as such, they should. And it's the same thing with I've talked about this before, the paradox of power, James Madison, Federalist Papers. I think it's 51, Federalist 51, I think. If men were angels, we wouldn't need government. But since men aren't angels, we need government. But since government is made up of men, we shouldn't give the government all that power because men are not angels. So, you know, so you've got to be careful about how much power you give government. And the ability to defend yourself is, and to defend your country, literally, to defend your town, your home, your town, your state from an out-of-control government, be it a town government, a city government, a state government, a federal government, that is essential to your ability to remain free and remain alive, even. So I think that this is one of those things that one of those arguments we can sort of make to the leftists, the Democrats that we know in our, we all know Democrats in our lives. We all know these people, and they, oh, I don't like guns. Oh, I think we should ban guns. Well, England doesn't have all this gun crime and everything. And, you know, one of the ways that we can do that is not by one of the ways we turn them off is by sort of glorifying the gun culture, wearing gun shirts and you know, just talking about guns all the time and putting, you know, colored things on, you know, jazzing up your AR-15s with, you know, gadgets and stuff and making them look cool. Oh, I got a skull decal. I'm like, you know, come on. It's just, this is serious. Guns are serious. They are extremely, I mean, to me, I try to take them extremely seriously when I think about guns and when I talk about guns. So that is, I don't know, that was just one of the things I was thinking about after I talked to a friend of mine about guns. And you know, because he's right. We shouldn't turn off. It's one of the ways we drive people away from us. We drive them away by being kind of unserious and, you know, immature about guns. Too many of us on the right, too many gun people like me, too many gun guys and gals, too many of us are, I think we have too immature an attitude about guns. We should say, no, you know what? You're absolutely right. Guns are horrible. They're a horrible weapon of death and mutilation and destruction of the human body. But because of that reason, you need one. You need them. You need to make sure you have that power in your hands. Don't give that power. What if you run it? What if someone with that power kicks your door in the middle of the night? What are you going to do? They've got that power. You know, you're going to deny yourself that power? You should embrace that power. You should say, yes, you know what? I want to be in control of that power. You know, it's like when I was a kid, it's like cars. You know, I was just talking with somebody the other day about this, you know, when I was a kid, my parents bought me a car because they wanted me to drive myself. They didn't want me to get behind the wheel. They didn't want me to get in somebody else's car because, let's face it, teenagers are terrible drivers. And I know some teenagers who died in car crashes. You know, I almost died in a car crash in high school. And, you know, this, you want that power. I want the power. I want to be able to drive myself. I'll drive myself. I'm not going to put my life into your hands and have you drive me around because you're a crazy, stupid, drunk high school kid or college kid. It's the same thing. Same thing with guns. I don't want you to have all the guns. I want to make sure that I have that power too. So, you know, it's about empowering yourself and about empowering the people of a country. So, I don't know. Those are my thoughts on guns. So, all right, that's it. That is episode 129, I think it was. And I'll see you on the next one. All right, bye-bye.